ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਫਰੋਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਟਾਈਮ ਟੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ, ਦ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਧਰਮ ਹੈਡ ਪ੍ਰੋਪਗੇਟਡ ਅ ਲੋਟ, ਹੈਡ ਕਲੈਕਟਡ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਗੁਰ ਸਿੱਖਸ, ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਹੈਡ ਪੂਰਾ ਨਿਸ਼ਚਾ, ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਫੁੱਲ ਫੇਥ ਔਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ। ਵਾਈ ਵੁਡਨਟ ਯੂ? ਇਨ 1699 ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਬਿਹੈਡਡ, ਟੁੱਕ 5 ਹੈਡਸ ਆਫ, and then taking those 5 heads off showed everybody the power of Paramatma's amrit shakti, amrit pohal pya ke panja nu phir surjit karna, meaning bringing him alive again. And then not just the Khalsa Panth writing about this, but a spy for the Mughal hukumat or the Mughal empire ruler Aurangzeb, he had a spy there. Several accounts come out of that 1699, and then people flocked to Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pacha. He had this Amrit Shakti. Even after Maharaj's time, Guru Gobind Singh Ji's time, Ahmed Shah Abdali would wonder, what is this Amrit? Before people, it was funny because before all this, Jundu Shikandar Lodi or Alexander the Great came to this land, he came to India looking for the elixir of life. Elixir of life, meaning the fountain that could give and grant him everlasting life. It's funny because in this land it was given as Amrit. And they call those people jere Amrit shakde hai. Kinne tode bade spaga. How fortunate you are. It's very easy, and over years, over a small amount of months after taking Amrit, how small we start thinking of it. How less inspired we become in Sikhi. That's to regenerate that inspiration. We need these Sakhiyan. We need these stories. And these stories remind us over and over again at who our father is and who our mother is. If you forget your father and mother, you forget your past. And I've quoted this before too. If you forget your past, you will not know where you're going. Because the past paves out a path. And as the past paves out a path, that path is our panth and our ra. And our ra, or our path that's been given to us, has been labeled with signs, whether if you're getting to a certain avastha, or which path not to go, it's all labeled nice and clearly. So there's no confusion. Yet we cause confusion. Because we don't want to learn. We just don't want to learn. We want to be told that somebody comes and tells us. And who do we turn to? If that's fine, a gurukar is made so this truth can be told. But we go to sources such as people that have not any depth in their dharm, that are willing to talk and give opinions. And where do they come from? They come from forums, or they come from opening up their own websites. They try to make these quotes. Try hard to make these quotes to get a following amongst people. That's all people really want. To be recognized in this world. And it's very easy. And I tell you, Paramatma Avdi Chin Esi, there is a way to recognize Paramatma through the virtues that he wanted to instill in his Gursikhs. One of the ones that shines out is the humility. Humility, humbleness. Khalsa Ji, I tell you this, that Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah didn't want any nishani left on this earth of where he left this world. He didn't want it. He said, "De meri chikhao par koi angitha na banayo, samadhi na banayo." This was Guru Maharaj's own wish. He didn't want something as a memorial for him. Yet it was made. Why? It was made, and Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah even declared out, he said to the Khalsa Panth that if somebody does, their family will not remain in this world. Their family will not remain in this world. Guru Gobind Singh Ji said this. And from Guru Gobind Singh Ji saying it, to me it's the biggest testament of humility. What does that mean? It shows his humbleness. A person leaving this world saying, "I don't want anything to mark my spot." Whereas people, all they try to do in their life is to mark their name in this world. That it stays. That's why a lot of families want boys in their family so their bloodline carries on and their name carries on. They work hard to do certain studies. You look towards the scientific field, and if they make any discovery, they'll label their discovery with their name on it. So anywhere you look, people leaving their mark. But our Guru Satya Pasha didn't want any mark. And this humility he wanted to pass on to his Gur Sikhs. Baba Nand Singh Ji Kaleran Wale. I have to give you some examples of true Brahm Gyani and Gur Sikhs. To this day, whether people at the Satkar Yog Nanak Sir, the people that have made Gurdwaras in the name of Nanak Sir, the ones that Baba Nand Singh Ji started, in the format Baba Nand Singh Ji started, they've taken Baba Nand Singh Ji's photo and stuck it in the Darbar, where Baba Nand Singh wasn't such a vyakti that would want a photo in the Darbar of himself. Why? Because he pulled close all the Gur Sikhs that Guru Maharaj Ji nal jodeya si Baba Nand Singh Ji ne, that he attached those Gur Sikhs to Paramatma. He said, he called them around and he said, look, this area known as Nanak Sir, it's signed under the name of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. It's not under my name. I want you to know, if I leave this world, that there is no name or anything of mine here. And I've left saying that everything is of Paramatma. That's all I want you to know. There are Gur Sikhs that have lived this kind of path that left. Bhagat Puran Ji, if you look at his life, what did he leave behind? Had one pair of shoes, a little garbi, one distar, ek chola, do kashare, and it's in a small little cabinet. That's all he ever had. He had nothing more. Now you look at the opposite end. When Marji left for Sachkhand, and I mean left with his body, he didn't leave any trace of his body. Neither did Guru Nanak Dev Ji, nor did any of our other Guru Sahibs. When they searched, they were collecting the ashes of the funeral pyre. And collecting it, they did not see any bones, nothing. They found one thing, and I'll show you that later. They found one thing, but I'll show you that later, is that Maharaji left. And then, when the British came, and they said that we'll build a memorial for Guru Gobind Singh Ji, because they learned about Maharaj's kartab, Maharaj's actions, what he had done. Inspired by it, they wanted to build a memorial there. Maharaja Ranjit Singh said, then no, you build a memorial, I'll take the seva on my head, where he had already done so for Patna Sahib. He had given gold to be put on Sri Harmandir Sahib. For so many Gurdwara Sahibs, the classic designs from Maharaja Ranjit Singh's era, Gurdwara Dera Sahib, Lahore. Now, Maharaja Ranjit Singh is going to build a Gurdwara there, marking the spot where Maharaj's funeral pyre was held. Though no memorial was built, but they knew where the spot was. And he built it. And they reminded him that your family won't stay. He had a lot of children. A lot were killed off by the British later on. When the ones that would exist, they would have certain children, and then after the children, none left. Maharaja Ranjit Singh's whole bloodline is gone because he chose to build Gurdwara Sri Hazur Sahib. And did he do wrong? No. He didn't do wrong. Where one side could say as a Gur Sikh that I want to leave a mark for my Guru and not for myself in the world. You hear this, Khalsa? One side, a Guru saying, I don't want any mark left for me. And where man considers his mark his family, he says that I don't want any mark for myself left in this world. I want it for my Guru. In Nimrata Sabah, there's Qurbaniya where you give your own body. And then there's Qurbaniya where you've given your whole family. And we saw that through Guru Gobind Singh Ji, didn't we? As Sarbansdani. Sarb Aunts, meaning that your whole family, gone. It wasn't Maharaji pushing them either. It was their family was such gurmukhs. They realized Maharaji's teachings. They went forward and were scared. And how did they comfort themselves? With Guru Maharaji's Sakya. And as Maharaji moved to Nander Sahib, as Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha went to Nander Sahib, all eyes went to Nander Sahib, Maharashtra, Jithe Hun Huzur Sahib. Guru Maharaji made his way to Delhi. He gave Bahadur Shah the takht, took his chutha pra Azam Shah off the takht. He won that war with one shot of an arrow. And then Maharaji moves further south, Burhanapur de Vicho, Indore de Vicho, and he makes his way. He meets a banda, or makes Madho Das a banda. And then during these days, he sends Mata Sahib Kaur, who, out of her devotion, could not leave Maharaji's side. And he saw fit that Mata Sahib accompany him to Sri Hazur Sahib. Why? Because Chandi si ho aap. And Ode vi Bhakti, Bhakti Asthan Pargit Karna si, that Guru Maharaji was going to show to the world where she worshipped Paramatma and also where Guru Maharaji worshipped Paramatma in his past life. He found that spot, showed that spot to the Khalsa Panth. That would be the same spot where Maharaji's funeral would be held. And he showed to the world Mata Sahib Kaur Deva's Gurdwara, as we've discussed in previous lectures. So Mata Sahib Kaur stayed with him. And when Maharaji called her forward in front of the Sangat, Guru Maharaji hands Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, who is Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha's grandfather. He hands Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji's shastras. Yeh Hamare Peer, hands it to Mata Sahib Kaur, who sees her own image and Guru Maharaj's image in those shastras. An image that she is the Shakti of Paramatma. She is the power of Paramatma. It was as if those shastras served as her own mirror to show who Mata Sahib Kaur really is. Maharaj already saw it. That's why he let her accompany him to Hazur Sahib. But he said, now your time. You have to obey my order. Go back to Delhi. From Maharaj moving from Delhi to Nanded, there was one evil dusht that was still surviving. His name is Vizier Khan. And he had the blood on his hands of the Shote Sahib Jade. He also had the blood of a lot of Shaheeds, because it was his army that had collected with Aurangzeb at Chamkor Sahib. He had that blood still staining his hands. And when Sher Muhammad, who had also tried stopping him and reminding him the verses of Quran when Shote Sahib Jade were becoming Shaheed, Sher Muhammad had heard Maharaji is not to be harmed, he is to be let free to move wherever he wants, in whatever moj that Guru Maharaji wants to move in this world. And as this was declared, Vizier Khan couldn't do anything anymore. But yet his blood boiled. His blood boiled with him sitting there, because when Sher Muhammad reported what happened and transpired in Delhi, when Bahadur Shah came onto the takht, that Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha asked him to do one thing. To hand him a list of men, and the men included Vizier Khan, because there was a penalty that was still coming to him. He had to respond and be brought forward in front of the Khalsa for judgment. Well, Bahadur Shah said that I'm new on the takht, give me some time. He said that I knew you were going to do this. So Guru Maharaj said, I have a man for this job already, a banda. And Banda Singh Bahadur, he was referring to Guru Maharaj, would move towards Hazur Sahib. Now, Sher Muhammad had reported this to Vizier Khan. He was troubled. And as he was troubled, he saw that I have to do something, but I can't do it out, blatantly outward, meaning bring an army upon Guru Gobind Singh Ji, because that's banned now. So he had a meeting. He called a meeting. A Gupt meeting, he talked to his close compatriots, and he talked amongst them that what's a way we can take Guru Gobind Singh Ji down? They gave him the vichar, they gave him the idea that you have to work with individuals that have been hot-blooded against the Gurukar from generations. So this example was brought up. This isn't Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah, it's his grandfather. It's Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. And the one lying underneath the Kohda, who's trying to hide now so his life can be spared, is Pandey Khan. And Pandey Khan was a person who was raised in the Gurukar. But then after being raised in the Gurukar, he turned against Guru Maharaj Ji in the last war. He turned with Shah Jahan and came with Shah Jahan and attacked Guru Maharaj Ji. That's what you call a loon harami. A person that has been raised on the food of the Gurukar and then turns and backstabs the Gurukar. He had his own might, and Guru Sikhs respected him because of his might. This person was so strong, he could pick up a cow on the back of his shoulders, could lift it up. And when he met Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji on the battlefield, it wasn't any other that could take him down. Maharaj Ji came across him, threw him down, and then he tried to hide under Maharaj Ji's korda. But Maharaj Ji maneuvered that korda with furti. He strategically moved it, and he started screaming out, hi Amma, meaning that calling out to his mother that I'm worried about the strike that's going to come down. And Maharaj Ji said to him, no, say hi Allah, remember God at this time. And he brought down that sword, and Othe, that strike landed on Pandey Khan's chest. Pandey Khan would bleed. But yet Maharaj Ji would still shield him from the sun. Deavansi, Deasi. But he turned. And there are repercussions for turning like that and still fighting Guru Maharaj Ji. If you're going to come on the battlefield, you have to fight your opponent face to face and then still be willing to accept if you're going to lose or if victory is going to be your side. Whether victory is more easily accepted. Their family... Pandey Khan had a son, Saad Khan. He would also die in warfare. And then there are two children of Saad Khan. Gul Khan and Atole Khan. And these children, when they grew up, they asked their mother, what happened to our father? What happened to our grandfather? When the stories came out, they were not happy. And then they're like, Nobody took vengeance. Well, who would take vengeance? Your father passed away. Your grandfather passed away. They took it upon themselves. They had this hatred for the Gurukar from their bachpan. But their mother, over time, grew to accept it to a point where she would try to teach her children that let bygones be bygones. Don't hold this in your heart. Because if you do let it, it'll become your own death at one point. What happened? They grew. And as they grew, that meeting, when it happened with Wazir Khan and his men, they pointed to Pandey Khan's family, Gul Khan and Atole Khan. And they said there's none other that would be so fitting to go and assassinate Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah, where their grandfather was Pandey Khan and Guru Gobind Singh Ji's grandfather was Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. So they were sent down to Hazur Sahib. And when Mata Sahib Kaur was responsible for Guru Maharaj's security, always having paradars around, and Maharaj was now creating a sabab or a scenario where he had to leave the world. He had to leave the world in a way in combat. Jab aav ki aud nadan banay, uthe ran de vich, whether in combat, me jaake jooj ke mara. That I go into the combat on the battlefield and main aap isi tarah chadhai kara. Now, Khalsa Ji, they came to Hazur Sahib looking for Guru Maharaj Ji. The Suba of Nanded, the governor that ran over Nanded, he gave him a job, some official job there to make money. They also brought their mother. They started living nearby. They found out about Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah's dera, where he was residing. They started attending Sangat. They started watching Guru Gobind Singh Ji day by day. They also saw Mata Sahib Kaur has left now. During those days, there was some rich man that had come that went to Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah, and they said, Guru Maharaj, we've heard so much praise of your bow and your arrow, yet we've never seen those arrows fly. Well, Guru Maharaj said that there'll be a demonstration tomorrow in which all my Gursikhs will participate. And it's free to anybody else that wants to participate in there too. So in a gadya nishana, they made a target. The next morning, Guru Maharaj would take up a bow and an arrow, and he would let arrows fly. Gursikhs let arrows fly, but nobody would hit a nishana just like Guru Gobind Singh Sahib Ji. But the ones that came close, again, it's not hard to guess, it was Gol Khan and Atole Khan. And because of this, Guru Maharaj Ji was impressed. If somebody knew how to use their shastras, Guru Maharaj Ji became pleased. And he wanted to reward them. Now at that time, he asked them, what are your names? They didn't lie because they were proud of their heritage. They said, I'm Gol Khan, that's my younger brother, Atole Khan. Our father, we're son of Saad Khan. And he's son of Pandey Khan. Guru Maharaj Ji smiled. He knew why they were here. Whether a chor or a spy in 1699 couldn't hide from Maharaj Ji when he mathataked in the face of a Brahmin. How can these people hide when they're actually even using their own names? Maharaj Ji knew what their sinister plot already was. Kyunki antar jami hai. And when they had planned this all out, time came and they would still keep attending the Sangat, and now their names were known. There's a Sangat from Pali, a Shara named Pali. They had come down, and out of Sharda, they had brought two kanjas, two katars. And I told you, and I'm sure you're familiar with what a kanja is. It's a triangular shaped blade that you use when an enemy is in approximate range. It's something that's kept in your kamrakasa, used on the last resort when the enemy is very near. So, onu khanjar kende hai, katar kende hai. And this khanjar, they brought two. Very nicely welded, very nicely made. And these two were paid kite gaye out of Sharda in front of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. When they was given over, Guru Maharaj Ji took one, he called Gol Khan up. And he said, Gol Khan, I know you're a good parakhu of shastras. What does that mean? Man, you can make a good assessment of this shastra. Tell me what this shastra is like. Maharaj Ji was assessing it himself, and it was identical to the one, because they had brought two identical ones. He took one himself, gave one to Gol Khan. And Gol Khan, after a while of weighing it and using it and striking it into the air, Maharaj Ji looked to him and he says, what do you think? He says that if I have an opportunity to use this on an enemy, I would use it, and it would not, one time I would be able to use it on an enemy and that person will not be able to lift his head. Meaning that sada le unhe so jana, he'll be forever asleep, dead. Guru Maharaj Ji said that all I said is to tell me how the shastra is. That does not befit a warrior to show hankar. That was the way of the old, where a warrior always keeps proclaiming that I'm going to take you away, I'm going to put you and send you to hell, do these kind of things. That's not what a Gursikh orients himself. That rages from anger. A Gursikh fuels himself with biras, which is a shakti that comes out of bhakti. Well, he told this to Gol Khan. Gol Khan chup ho ke sharminda ho ke, got embarrassed, and he sat down. And he put that shastra by Guru Maharaj Ji. Maharaj Ji says, no, you keep it. You keep it because eh tuhada naam for winning, doing good at the shastra baji, meaning that in the demonstration, the Gatka demonstration, in which you showed good archery skills. He took it. They went home and started talking amongst each other of the assassination plan. The mother heard. The mother approached. And the mother said to them, "Don't do this. Don't do this. I don't want. I am already a widow. I've lost my husband. I don't want to be alone in this world where I lose my children too. Don't do this." All they said and all they did was disrespect their mother. They said, "Bas chup ho ja, budiye, passe ho ja. Tonu nahi pata ki gallan aap karde hain. And it doesn't involve you. Let us do what we need to do." They carried on with their plan. And their plan was to approach Guru Maharaj Ji, because at those days when the sun would be going down, people were usually retired to their tents. Maharaj Ji did Rara Sahib. He went to his tent. They followed. And they followed and stayed watching the guards standing at the outside of Guru Maharaj's tent. And then Guru Maharaj Ji, kende mera aaram karna, the Guru Sikhs that used to sit by Maharaj Ji's bedside, ki paath sunaunde hunde si, ki Maharaj Ji to bachan bula sunna mangde si. Every day there would be after Sangat, a crowd that would follow Maharaj Ji in his tent, gallan baata karde hunde si. One time we'd pull by Nandlal Singh, answer his questions. Koi hor Guru Sikh bhai Har Singh nu sunaunde hunde si gallan, bhai Lakha Singh nu gallan sunaunde hunde si. But after a while, that day Maharaj Ji said, "Main aaram karna." So they saw that everybody that followed Guru Maharaj Ji in, everybody left one by one. They left out of the tent, and the guard, who felt very sleepy, so gaya on his job. It was all a scenario that was being made where now Atoli Khan was told to watch out and warn me. Gul Khan speaking, he says, "Just warn me if you see any threat coming." Gul Khan goes inside. And what weapon does he have by his side? It's that same khanjar that Guru Maharaj Ji has given. So you don't be confused why Guru Maharaj Ji gave that same khanjar to him. Was that if the opponent was to do var on him, that somebody in Itihas or Sikh history might say that he had a weaker weapon, that's why he lost. No, they had equal weapons. But this time the enemy is approaching the object of his assassination, Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha, while Maharaj Ji has his eyes closed and lying in slumber. As Maharaj Ji has his eyes closed, Gul Khan comes up. Those they show a blade. It was actually a khanjar. And that khanjar, as he brought towards Guru Maharaj Ji, his hands started shaking. Because that, as he moved closer, he knew that there was now or never coming up. And then the question of what if I miss? What if I miss? He came up. He pulled it back. And as he went to throw down the khanjar, his arm still shaking went into the side of Guru Maharaj Ji, meaning he missed Maharaj Ji while Maharaj Ji was lying with a blanket over him. It went through the blanket and went by the side of Guru Maharaj Ji, where there was a small sound of a sheet ripping. He still had another opportunity. He went again a little bit higher. He went between Maharaj Ji's arm and his body. Went near Maharaj's armpit, and then he saw that he has to do it now. He pulls back, and this time he struck Maharaj's stomach. He went into Maharaj's stomach, pulled it in, and then he sees that the image that he has stuck the khanjar in is now awake and sitting up and holding him up in the air with the other arm. And Guru Maharaj pulls his khanjar up and sticks it into his stomach. Sticking it into his stomach, pulls out, and he drops him on the ground, and it would be a few seconds before he would pass away. Gul Khan now is dead. Maharaj Ji is gushing blood from his stomach. And as this news now nobody knows about, because these were the only two, Guru Gobind Singh Ji and Gul Khan inside of the tent, Guru Maharaj Ji calls out, "Pai, koi Singh hai nere? Is there a Singh nearby?" The first two Gorsikhs heard this voice outside. They came. The guard woke up, also came in. And Atoli Khan now knows that it's a problem. He starts to run. Maharaj Ji says that there is an assassin here. They see it. Lakha Singh comes in, starts crying, seeing Guru Maharaj Ji in this state. He doesn't know what to do. He pulls out his kirpan, beheads the body of Golkan, who's already dead. Maharaj says, Aki Kriyanna. He was already passed away. Maharaj cracked a joke even at a time that Kun was coming out. He's like, Upacharnu ki Kriyanna. He's already lying dead. And on the other side, Atole Khan's running. And at night, not seeing any light, the tent that used to be held up by rope that used to be pegged in with a wooden peg into the ground, he tripped over it. As he tripped, somebody grabbed him and he said, Dekho, sambalke paji kyo jana. And then a person came out of Guru Maharaj's tent, took the kirpan and beheaded Atole Khan too for being accomplice in this scheme. Gorsikhs are calling the medics. They're seeing that Jakhambo Dunga, as the word got to Bahadur Shah sent doctors, some doctors that have been brought in from abroad, and they came to Guru Maharaj's side, and they did stitching. Malam Patti Kiti, over time it started to heal. Things were getting back to normal amongst the Gorsikhs that over routinely were coming and checking on Guru Gobind Singh Ji, Sache Pasha, because to them, they don't want to lose their Guru. But Guru Maharaj has taught us that Guru is never going to go away. Guru mera sang sada hai naale. That Guru ta tode naal hi hai. And Maharaj just took up a form of a manas, a human, to show you that truth. But yet, how can you separate from such a Guru Sahib that has shown you so much as a teacher? Now look, even if Guru Gobind Singh Ji becomes an object of worship, as he did in Pai Nandlal's Ghazla, which is called Ganjnama, all you hear is salutes to Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha. And there's some that will proclaim out that Maharaj, you see, Nuro and Nuro. All I see is light from your Akal Purkh. Vah pargatyo marda gamra varyam akela. Vah pargatyo pagvant roop Guru Gobind Sura. That pagvanti hai pagvani hai. And these being the words of Pai Gurdas Ji. Now, as this happened, Maharaj Ji started healing. And as that healing progressed, another day came. And Maharaj Ji had a bowl that was very large. It was a very large bow, and Gorsikh Sangat used to see and have trouble picking it up. They could hardly pick it up, and they knew that chila ta kadeni char sagde, meaning that the string, the bow string that they would put on, because yet when a bow would lie there, it would lie without its string. And when it was of use that they're going to use it, they would char the chila or put the string on. And it would use a lot of might that Gorsikh said that we don't have inside of us. But it lie there. And when some individuals came in 1708 to Nanded Sahib, a lot of visitors would come to Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha. They said that this is just an ornament piece. Nobody can actually lift that and use it. Maharaj saw this not as an opportunity to demonstrate his bal, which Maharaj would never do. He saw it as disrespect to a shastar. A disrespect to a shastar. So he took it up in his hand. He put the string on, which first blew their mind. Then they were bewildered when Maharaj took up an arrow made of metal. A metal, a heavy metal. And he pulled it back and he could pull the string back all the way to his ear. And Maharaj's arms were so large they used to stretch down to his knees. He lets this arrow go and they can't even catch sight of how far it's gone. But yet when Maharaj was pulling back, those stitches opened up. And that blood seeped out and it seeped into the internal organs. And now time has come. And as Gorsikhs see that Maharaj's wearing a white chola, and what's that red stain running down the side of Guru Maharaj's chola? They already fear the worst. They come up to Maharaj Ji, touch it. And then they, jaan unna di likal jandi hai. They call the doctor again. Maharaj Ji says, there's no need for a doctor now. This is time, Khalsa. Othe jaan likal gi through their knees. They're falling to their knees, saying, no. What are you saying, Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha? No, this can't be. Ne antala sama aagya, Guru Maharaj Ji says. Paana jinna hai ga si, jinni ayu bakshi si, that's how I'm going to how far I was going to stay with you. Now, time of departure. I've left Gurshabd with you. Guru Maharaj's Sina, his heart is Guru Granth Sahib Ji Shabd Tuhade Naal. So, fittingly, what Guru Maharaj Ji had done after this incident where Maharaj Ji had taken back the arrow, when the wound opened, he called all of his Gursikhs. And as Maharaj Ji looked upon Guru Granth Sahib Ji in 1708, he said, Das Govind Fateh Satguru Ki. He says to Guru Granth Sahib Ji, eh, meri fateh hai. Aam ja ke, apa Guru Granth Sahib Ji, pehla ja ke, Maharaj Ji agge fateh bulai di hundi hai. Gursikh aam riti hundi, they come and they blow fateh in front of Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Waheguru Ji ka khalsa, Waheguru Ji ki fateh. Das Govind. And Maharaj Ji doesn't say, I'm a king here. He says, I'm a servant. Again, just fragrance coming out of humility. Maharaj Ji says, Das Govind, Fateh Sadguru Ki, Khas Granth. There's a lot of granths. People might say that I've made my own granth. I've made my own granth. But Khas means especially this one. Only this one. Khas Granth, Gur Roop Badanta, that I accepted as my Guru and Maharaj Ji Matha Teked in front of a huge gathering. A huge gathering where you can see against the wall you see Mata Pakor and other Singhanis that Hathyar Band see. Panj Pyare Maharaj Ji had, which included Baba Deep Singh, Pai Mani Singh that was sitting on the Takht of Guru Granth Sahib Ji doing Chor Sahib. Khalsa Ji, 1708. Pargat Karti Sari Sangate Agge. He showed the everybody that Shabd Guru and is our 11th Guru, Guru Maharaj Ji Matha Teked. And as Maharaj Ji Matha Teked to Guru Granth Sahib Ji, he would do parkarma 5 times. And then he had already brought a nariyal, a coconut and 5 paise. And please don't accept this as an empty ritual. Maharaj Ji had been doing it from Guru Nanak Dev Ji's time. The head meaning that my head as a coconut I place in front of you symbolically, that my head will stay at your feet. And the five paise, meaning darshani peta, meaning that when you come to your Guru Sahib, that he's blessed you with his vision, that you want to show your appreciation, you bring darshani peta. Doesn't always have to be money. It could be a flower that's been growing in your garden. Koi gursikh aje hunde hai. But they know the Guru Kar needs money to run for langar, so they bring aam karke maya leke hunde hai. Or they'll bring atta, the bora lay on there. Kosvi sharda pavna la lay on there. But Maharaj Ji placed 5 paise down, meaning the 5 number also being included in the coconut and then the paise, bringing the 5 number out. That panj, meaning the parmeshwar, the roop, is Guru Granth Sahib Ji. As this was done, Maharaj Ji said that if you have learned anything from any of my teachings, then I want each of you individually to matha take here. And each of them did. They all came, bowed their head in front of Guru Granth Sahib Ji and declared Guru Maharaj Ji as our 11th Guru. And fir hukum nama laya gaya, Khalsa Ji. Then Guru Maharaj Ji went to a spot and he sat down. And it was his last katha vichar, last updesh to his Khalsa Panth. His last updesh now, if you go to Sri Hazur Sahib, as you pass through the entrance, on the left-hand side, you'll see a board. The 52 bachans of Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patsha. The 52, the Kirt Tarm Di Karni, starts out with saying that, stay in Tarm. Find out what Tarm means from what Guru Maharaj has said, and then imply it and practice it in your life. Kirt Tarm Di Karni, Chutha Karm Di Karna, you live a life pledged to the truth, because that truth is Paramatma. And when you live a life pledged to the truth, you serve humanity. You do seva. That these kind of traits are placed in the Guru Kar. One Gauri said that when she went to Darbar Sahib, and odon de vela si jadon kar seva hundi si, that she onu vi laya gaya seva de vich. They said, you want to do seva too? She said, sure, I'll come and do seva. She was just gone as a visitor or more as a tourist. But now she said, inside of my heart, I felt like a pilgrim. I feel like a devotee myself because I was learning at the Gurukar the teachings so I could apply it outside in humanity. How to do seva with my hands. And not just pass somebody else a seva and appoint somebody else to do it. I would do it myself. So, in the same way, Guru Maharaj says, Tarmdi Kirt Karni, the Svand Dena, giving time to Guru Maharaj. And then, Jo Maya Ikatra Karniya, that you earn rightfully, it's all Paramatma that's working through you, that's giving you the source of life. But a 10% should be given to the Gurukar. So these Gurukar can be these beacons or light towers that can call other people to here. Now, Khalsaji, what are our beacons, literally, is our Nishan Sahibs. Our Nishan Sahibs represent what? Chardikala. They are our Chardikala de Pratik. When our flag waves, it calls out, Khalsaji itthe aajo. When it wind's not blowing, and it comes down and looks down, it's looking down and saying, Khalsaji, remember that dujyan de vich ni dost dekhna. Look inside of yourself. Look in the man in the mirror first. Look inside you. Rakh garibi vesh and inside of yourself. Sine de vich dekho. Kere aparad tusi karde. Fix those. That's how you're going to baptize yourself with fire. Change. Ab tabdili feri aogi. Je tusi dujyan de vich ni dost dekhoge. Aav de vich dekhoge. You see the mistakes not in others. You see it in yourself. And you start to correct it. And then our Kesri Nishan Sahib, saffron colored. Why? Because it represents Shahidi. It represents standing for the truth. And on Remembrance Day, flags were lowered. Flags were lowered to show the world that we're remembering. But yet, so much blood has been spilled in the Khalsa time, these flags will never be lowered. These Nishan Sahibs never lower. Why? Because on the Nishan Sahib waving are Shastras for the protection of the needy. And if they go down, then how will the needy be able to look upon that? How will they be able to see where God's Sharan is? How will they be able to see where Maharaj's sanctuary is? Those are the Nishan Sahibs that tell us where you can find food. Those are the Nishan Sahibs that show us where you can find a place to stay, where you can feed yourself with food that will give you a gyan, that will give you knowledge of who you really are. And where Maharaj sat teaching these 52 lessons, there is a Nishan Sahib at Sri Hazur Sahib. This Nishan Sahib right here is where Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha sat teaching his Khalsa. So when you look at this Nishan Sahib and any other, those 52 bachans come flowing within your mind for whatever bachans you can remember. Bachans such as after Kirtan Swala, read Salok, Pavan Guru Pani Pita, which is a summary of life. A summary of life. Karmi apo apni, kime karma di khel kheli jandi hai. And kinna de mukh ujjal will go glowing in this world. The people jinna de masakkat that put an effort towards doing bandagi, doing bhakti. And not only they will go, they will take others with them. A lesson that not just yourself, but take others along with you. It's a Nishan Sahib that we remember, Khalsaji, that has been built on a platform that we know that khoon sheed danda spilled hoya. This platform reminds out that mat uchi asadi. Our teachings are high. That platform, otherwise you could say there's a flag that's been placed into the ground. No, that platform has been raised. That platform is always raised on our Nishan Sahibs. Man niva mat uchi. Khalsaji, our mind should stay humble in the way Maharaji didn't want any Nishani for himself. And then our mat stay high through the teachings that Guru Gobind Singh gave to us. In this way, Guru Maharaj gave 52 teachings. And then the time came. After the day had gone past and the night had come, Maharaj didn't sleep. But when there's one or two quarters left of the night, Maharaj ne kesari shanan kita. And that day, Maharaj adorned, already Maharaj would adorn a lot of shastras. But that day, Maharaj adorned a lot of shastras. Put a shastra over shastras in his dastar. All around him, Maharaj has shastras. And then he told the Gursikhs to prepare a tent. The tent was prepared in the same way it was for Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And now the time is coming. And Guru Maharaj does an ardas. Maharaj does an ardas of his journey. Where Maharaj came into this world, making a bainti as dushtam in front of Akal Purkh. And he says that, Maharaj, tuhadi sahayata hogi. Tuhadi sahayata hogi. Phir panth chal sakda. And now Maharaj reminds us, agya pahi akal ki, tabhi chalayo panth. It was only because of Akal Purkh that this path went forward. Otherwise, it wouldn't have gone forward. Other paths in this world have strayed. But Maharaj labeled it with signs so it wouldn't stray. It keep going forward. It labeled it with, this is the path for calm. Savtan Khalsaji, attach yourself with the Shabd and ask for Maharaj for Sahayata and Bal. This is the path for growth. Khalsaji, it will originate inside of you if you go down this road, but you're not going to go down this road because you have Guru Maharaj and Shabd beside you. As this path has been labeled, Maharaj does ardas, and now the Sangat does Kirtan to this Shabd, Pichhe Parna Ji. Ab Mohe Jeevan Padvi Pai. Now I've obtained the true status, Padvi, meaning the spiritual status that Guru Maharaj wanted me to have. Cheet ayo man purkh pidata. Santan ki saranai rahao. So it's been because I joined the Sangat. And within the Sangat of saints, I've been blessed because Maharaj looked upon me. When everybody in unison remembers Paramatma, Maharaj looks more vividly at that Sangat and places his glance, which is so large it falls on everybody in the Sangat. Khalsa Ji, then when it falls on the Sangat, they gain something. But that's if they've come to gain something. As beggars, if you have come here in the wrong motive, you're not going to gain anything. But Maharaj said this, and appa vi piche par liye, santan ki sarnai, santan ki sarnai. Santan ki sarnai, santan ki sarnai. Ab mohe jeevan padvi pai, ab mohe jeevan padvi pai. Jeevan padvi pai, jeevan padvi pai. Ab mohe jeevan padvi pai, ab mohe jeevan padvi pai. Santan ki sarnai, santan ki sarnai. Jeevan padvi pai, jeevan padvi pai. So cheet ayo man purkh bidata, santan ki sarnai. Sangate karan, sangate sharandivich, within the company of saints, the saints that are remembering Paramatma, because they're remembering Paramatma, and my eyes look towards them, and seeing what they're doing, then I realize what I should be doing. And then all of a sudden, Maharaj fills my heart. Vaheguru, the creator of all beings, comes into my heart. Why? Santan ki sarnai, santan ki sarnai. Ab mohe jeevan padvi pai, ab mohe jeevan padvi pai. Jeevan padvi pai, jeevan padvi pai. संतन की सरनाई, संतन की सरनाई, संतन की सरनाई, संतन की सरनाई, वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु, वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु, वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु, वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु, जीवन पदवी पाई, जीवन पदवी पाई, जीवन पदवी पाई, जीवन पदवी पाई, अब मोए जीवन पदवी पाई द कीर्तन करी जांदी है संगत एज महाराज जी मेक्स हिज वे टू द टेंट. सम गुरसिक्स are coming to the tent with Guru Maharaj Ji, but not all the Sangat can come. And when people are looking around, the ones that have that spiritual status, look upon the sky, see beings filling the sky, and the Sangat is so overly packed. Wherever you look, it's a swarm of people. Where they look, it's an ocean of people surrounding them. And then there's a few that go into the tent, such as by Santokh Singh, Langadi Singh, see, used to prepare the langar. By Lakha Singh was one who Maharaj told right then when he was going towards the tent, go prepare 5 kode, meaning put the saddle on the kode and go to the stable and do this. He quickly did this, came running to Maharaj. And he said, that Sache Pasha, main tuhadi aagya da palna kita. Maharaj Ji said, meri sada khushi hun tuhade sir upar. My happiness is forever on your head. Pai lakha, enna prasan ho ke, akhaan ch paani hon lag gaya. Water started coming down. Because these words just gave him thund. It gave him peace from his head to his toe that Maharaj Ji mere utte trutthe hoke, Maharaj Ji khush hoke, mainu eh bachan keha. He fell to his knees, bowed his head, folded his hands, and now remembering Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha in the image that he saw, because this would be the last time he would see Guru Maharaj Ji in that form, Guru Maharaj Ji goes into that tent. And now the funeral, the sandalwood has been collected. On one side, Kara Prashad is tayar. Maharaj Ji starts doing Japji Sahib the Paath. And as he does Japji Sahib the Paath, Khalsa Ji, then Maharaj Ji gets on top of the chikha, gets on top of the wood, the sandalwood that's been collected. Maharaj Ji doesn't lie down. He sits in a warrior stance, which we call Birasan. And as Maharaj Ji sits there, he gives hukam to Pai Santokh Singh that light the fire now. And he tells them that tell my Gursikhs that after that don't build Angita here. As I've already shared with you, Guru Maharaj Ji sits in the warrior stance. And antrityan hoke, when the fire starts, it keeps stopping. And it's as if the fire says, no, I'm not performing this deed. I'm not performing this deed on Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha. Maharaj Ji ne bhakti rahi ek agan pargat kiti. This agan, now Pai Santokh Singh is the only one in the tent, as he's already given duties to each Gursikh on which location to go and how to spread the Sikhi religion. They've left. Pai Santokh Singh finds it too difficult to stay in there because this fire starts raging. But within that fire, he sees Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha. Then after, he doesn't see Maharaj Ji. Maharaj Ji is as if he's disappeared in there, and the fire rages on. But all the Sangat outside had heard is Maharaj Ji declaring out to the Sangat, Wahe Guru Ji ka Khalsa, Wahe Guru Ji ki Fateh. Khalsa Ji, they would hear 3-4 times Maharaj Ji saying, Wahe Guru Ji ka Khalsa, Wahe Guru Ji ki Fateh, over and over again to the Sangat. That's the last shabds out of Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha's Pavitra Mukharbind as they came out of the tent. And then the fire, as it raged on, eventually when it would settle down, there would be a Gursikh that comes running. He went to the stable. He had gone to the stable where Maharaj Ji, and he had wondered why those 5 saddles had been placed on the horses. As he went to the stable, he finds one of the horses is gone. One of the horses has disappeared For the rest of the horses are all crying. He looks at the eyes of each horse, and tears are coming down the horse's eyes. And Maharaj ji, sane kore at this Pavanistan. A Pavanistan, after it was built, the only caretaker inside here can never have a family. Why? If his family comes about, they pass away. It was Maharaj ji's bachan that if anybody who builds this Angita or becomes a caretaker now through Maharaj ji's bachan, that they will not have a family. So the ones that do this seva, that give this, have a subhag, they stay jati, meaning they don't now marry. And they live their whole life to serve Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah. Just as Jathadar Kulwant Singh now does. Khalsa ji, Brahm Gyani, that does seva, only one that you see him in the background doing seva. And he comes and does seva with Puri Rath inside as the only one to be allowed within that, on the proximity of that place. Well, Guru Maharaj ji, fir aap kore samet chal gaye si. And when that Kara Prashad, now Khalsa ji, Kara Prashad back then, Maharaj ji ne te chalo riti chalati si khanda pet karan vaste. But nobody haje shak de ni si. Nobody was taking the Kara Prashad. Then a sadhu came, a saint that had come, that apparently arrived late, but he was coming thinking that Maharaj ji de darshan ho jaan, Maharaj ji de darshan ho jaan. Well, he wasn't upset when he came and to find out the funeral had already happened. Why? Because along the way, on horse, he had seen Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah. And as he saw Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah, Maharaj ji gave him prasad. Gave him prasad, and he told this Gursikh, Jaake Hazur Sahib, turi chalo, go to the destination, and then tell my Gursikh, sog ni karna. Mat mein piche koi rosi, so mein mool na paaya. That is Guru Amar Das ji de bachan si, that Baba Sundar Singh ji, Baba Sundar ji has written down in Guru Granth Sahib ji, that mata, after me, I don't want anybody to cry. So main mool na paya. Paya meaning pleased. Mool meaning main bilkul. I won't be pleased if you cry after my leaving. Then it tells me you're attached to my body. But I want you to be attached to the shabd. And Khalsa ji, this sadhu came and he reminded the Sikh Sangat. He reminded them. And as he reminded them, their hearts now would be comforted by hearing this. But then again, when they hear Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah, now they see Maharaj's tent, and they would go to Maharaj's tent, he's not there. Then they turn to Baba Ram Kaur, Baba Gurbaksh Singh, who is from the family of Baba Buddha ji, and he would tell the stories of Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah. That would become Gur Pratap Suraj, Granth Kavi Santokh Singh would put it into it. The first part is Guru Nanak Prakash, where you're going to hear next week, is from Bhai Bala. The rest is from Baba Gurbaksh Singh. The stories of all our gurus from Guru Angad Dev Ji to Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah. And he was 9 years old at the time of 1699 when it had happened. Still of young age, everybody turns to him knowing that he's a Brahm Gyani. And even Mata Gujar Kaur had seen that he had been a Brahm Gyani when one time unhane ardas kita si, main Brahm Gyani no langar shikona mangdi hai. And who came to her doorstep? It was Baba Ram Kaur. So Baba Ram Kaur ne sakhiyan sunaye, is sadhu ne hausla ditta Sikh jagat nu. And then prachar both hon lag gaya si, time had gone by. And then these two brothers that had foreshadowed at the beginning, Bala Rao, Rustam Rao, Marhatte si, that was a clan of people that lived in that area. Further south towards Bidar, Janavade de vich, a shahr named Janavada, that there they ruled. But after Shah Rao had taken them over, had won over their property and put them into a jail, they were crying out, saying that as ex-raje, who can do sada shutkara? Well, one Gursikh, who was a guard inside that jail, was doing a part of Sukhmani Sahib. This is Lagpad 20 to 30 years after 1708. They heard, Bala Rao heard his brother was sleeping. He heard the jailer or the guard there, he heard him doing part of Sukhmani Sahib. And when he heard him doing part of Sukhmani Sahib, the part was that he heard a pankti that all he knew was the translation, because the pankti was clear, that Satgur Sikh de bandhan kat dinde hai. And Bakar, meaning sins, they release them from sins. That Guru Maharaj, he cuts away bandhans or cuts away shackles that have been placed on people. Whether it's in pratak roop as a jail, or whether it's bakars or sins that have engrossed their bodies inside. He says, he calls the guard and he says, is this true? Tell me. He says, my Guru Maharaj is Samrat. He says, where is he? That Guru Maharaj is the Shabd. He explains to him. And then he says, then teach me some of the Shabd. He taught him Mool Mantar. And that Mool Mantar that he did, Sacha Abhyas, with his brother, Nal Nal Karda, and they say, Donne Bari Bari Kar Kar Ke, Abhyas, Inna Kita. At one point, Khalsa Ji, what happened is that Jime Akash De Vichon, plane utrda hunda, just the same way a plane comes down from the sky, he saw an image from his jail cell and he heard a horse coming down from the skies. It was Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha, Shanka na kareo. This is Guru Maharaj who came down on the same horse that he had left in 1708, came down towards the outside of the jail cell. And he said, Piche har jao, and keh deo Satnam Waheguru, Satnam Waheguru, kya? Jail de kandhi legi. The kandh came down, and he said to the Bala Rao and Rustam Rao, Shutkara mangdesi, you wanted to be released? Dekhon bandi shor data aya. They looked at Guru Maharaj as the one who was going to release them from imprisonment. They grabbed held of Maharaj's horse. And as they held on to Maharaj's horse, Maharaj says, then we're not going to leave in this manner. He says, and he calls out to the guards. And the guards all come. They come with guns. They fire their bullets at him as they see that prisoners are leaving. And then they're rubbing their eyes to see how they're leaving. The horse floats off into the air. Vidyachal Parbata, it's a small mountain nearby there. They were taken off, brought them down. And Maharaj says, I'm leaving you now. This is Maharaj, don't leave us in this manner. You've brought us, you've released us. And our gratitude, we want to be with you. Maharaj says, then go. Go to Hazur Sahib, and wherever you'll see any of my five Gursikhs, that's my form. That's me. Within those five, I reside. Panji Parmeshwar, Pai Gurdas Ji Kende, within them I reside. Go to Hazur Sahib. They would go to Hazur Sahib, and then the charisma of Mata Pagur, they would be overtaken by the charisma of Mata Pagur, that they would take her, to their kingdom, which they would regain from Shah Rao later on. And their castle, which is still there, in the midst of the castle, is Mata Pagur's Gurdwara. The castle is still the same. And inside there is Mata Pagur's Gurdwara, where she had done prachar. She had been a Sikhi prachar for the rest of her life. And then her funeral was done, Jithe, where you find the funeral was done for by Daya Singh and Taram Singh. Look, Khalsa Ji, you look through Ithyas, and I'm only stating facts. Where out of Jesus' disciples, one abandoned and betrayed. Where out of Muhammad's yars, his disciples, fours, one tore off with the other ones, and there is the Shiites and the Sunnis, the two branches that were created right after Muhammad. But our Panj Pyare are fittingly named Pyare, because they jis pyare se ho neho, tis aage mar chaliye. They lived their life giving their love to their guru, and apu vichi praan vangure. And you see that, you know, one brother, when you look at Baba Daya Singh, you'll see Baba Taram Singh. Because Daya and Taram always go together, and when you go to Hazur Sahib, you see Maharaj's Angita, and you go to the right of Hazur Sahib, you'll see Daya and Taram lying right beside each other. And a Khalsa will go there and he sees those Gursikhs, the first two are the Panj Pyare, and they'll see that compassion and religion and righteousness always standing together as brothers. And how the Khalsa apovichi ekki parvara, and how they should work amongst each other as one big family. So Sama Samapata, it's 8:30. Forgive me if I made any mistakes. Remember Guru Maharaj's bachans. You can easily and readily find 52 bachans of Guru Gobind Singh Sachi Pasha. Let's implement them on these days. Right before Remembrance Day, it was Guru Maharaj's Jyoti Jyot Khalsa Ji. But how much of the Khalsa Panth remembered Guru Maharaj Ji? Yet, we have an opportunity now. Maharaj Ji wanted us to remember his teachings, and we take those teachings, attach ourselves with what Akal Purakh has given us as his own form, as Guru Shabd. And as doing so, we try to embed it and solidify it within whatever weak heart we have, hoping that Guru Maharaj Ji strengthens it and makes it stronger day by day as we live our life in Rath, as we live our life renewing our vows in Nitnem, as we live our life trying to inspire to be good Gursikhs day by day. Guru Maharaj Ji, tusi aap dekhyo aapde sangat nu, and Maharaj Ji, aap daya karo, and Maharaj Ji, kirpa karke sade khima kar deo for any mistakes. So, samapata, please forgive me for any mistakes. Malar pool shamo siri nath ramapat, he karnanid das toharo. अवगन कोट परे अपराध अवज्ञा दोख न नैक बिचारो जो हम पूत कपूत सभी बिद अवगन चूक न दास चितारो बाह गए की लाज करो मुझ हे भगवंत दया कर तारो बाह गए की लाज करो मुझ हे भगवंत दया कर तारो पौड़ी हे अच्युत हे पूर्ण हे संगी हे गोविंद हे अपरंपर हे संत है कै सदा संग हे ठाकुर नानक दी जय नाम दान हे ठाकुर हो दास रो श्लोकाय प्रभ शरणागति कृपान एक अखर अनबस्त आए प्रभ शरण एक अखर नानक होत निहाल पुल चिखे मां वाहेगुरु जी का खालसा वाहेगुरु जी की फतेह।